From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte.
Wrestling is about type. You're a sexy party girl. You're an Arab.
You mean stereotype.
Yes, bingo, exactly. You're a big black girl.
It's been over half a year since the Netflix original series Glow made its premiere. Since then, the comedy-drama series about women's wrestling in 1985 Los Angeles has been getting rave reviews. Christopher Diaz was one of its writers for season one, and in 2009 he wrote a play about how racial stereotypes are used to rile crowds up in the world of men's wrestling. That play, titled The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity, is being staged by Miami New Drama at Miami Beach's Colony Theater. And joining us is the director, Jen Weinman. So great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Jen, the promotional posters for the show depict three characters described as terrorist, illegal, and thug. What's this play all about?
Well, it's all about professional wrestling, and professional wrestling has always trafficked in stereotypes. We create heroes, we create villains, and often heroes and villains that get created are a reflection of what's kind of going on in America at large. The play is about a sort of undersized wrestler named Mace, and he wants to be a star, and he meets this really exciting, eloquent, cool basketball-playing guy in Brooklyn, and he thinks, oh, this guy might be a great partner. We could be a tag-team wrestling duo. And he brings him to the boss, and all the boss can see is that this guy is Indian. And for him, that means, oh, maybe he's a terrorist. So the character that gets created is actually a terrorist, and it's all quite racist. But Chris wrote this play in 2009, and yet these characters, these stereotypes, these, you know, villains are the ones that are being made for us right now.
Now, Miami New Drama has partnered with the Oslo Repertory Theater from Sarasota for this production, and here's a clip from the show in Sarasota.
Mexican guy hates America. Hates freedom.
Yes.
Comes here to steal away jobs.
And I'm sure you've seen this rather controversial marquee.
Yes.
On top of the Colony Theater that says, quote, Colony Theater proudly represents artists from S-hole countries, okay, partially spelled out, reference to President Trump's reported negative comments about certain developing countries. When you first saw that, Jen, when you came to town, because you don't live in South Florida, when you saw that, what went through your mind?
Actually, it felt great to say, you know, we're doing a play that's actually quite relevant right now, and we have this theater that is just really supporting that and trying to show, you know, the Miami audience that art is relevant, art reflects the times, and that it's actually a really important thing to do to support art that is about underrepresented voices.
Audience participation. Do you permit the audience to shout and scream and do what they want to do?
Oh, we encourage it. This is definitely not a play where you need to sit quietly in the dark and applaud politely at the end. Every audience member actually receives a Chad Deity face on a stick when they come into the theater, and they're encouraged to hold it up, hold it over their faces, yell and scream. And it's definitely a play where we want people getting into it and being rowdy.
And who exactly is the Chad Deity of the title?
So Chad Deity is the world champion of the wrestling company that is in our play. And he's sort of like The Rock or John Cena. He's a character that you would have heard of even if you don't follow wrestling. And he looks great. He's big, he's tall, he's got huge muscles, he's very charismatic, but he's not a great wrestler. And it's people like Mace, our main character, whose job it is to make him look good. And I feel like there's some sort of allegory in there about America and about who does the work, who gets the credit, and whose back money is made on in this country.
We've been talking with Jen Weinman, the director of the Miami New Drama production of The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity, now playing at the Colony Theater in Miami Beach. It runs until February 18th. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.